The Nashville Hospital, formerly known as Baptist, is marking a century in operation, though it's changed hands a few times. There's a 100-year celebration on Wednesday. Hospital executive Greg Pope has become the unofficial historian and says the facility was born from a doctor schism at St. Thomas, which had been started by nuns 20 years before.
These physicians had a different view of how they thought medicine should be, and there was at the time a great need for more beds because of the Spanish flu. So they literally just went out the back door across the street, bought an old school campus, and started Protestant Hospital.
The competing facility was busy but struggled financially. After World War II, the Tennessee Baptist Convention rescued it from bankruptcy under leadership from Jack Massey. The pharmacist and businessman would go on to pioneer for-profit health care by helping start Hospital Corporation of America nearby. Baptist grew to nearly 700 beds and delivered more babies than anywhere in town, but in the early 2000s, it needed a buyer again. And St. Thomas, which had moved to the western edge of town, brought the hospital back into the fold, Pope says.
You could also say that whatever that fracture or tension was in 1919 got healed up, and that it was really a reunion.
It took more than a decade for the parent company, Ascension, to rebrand Baptist as St. Thomas Midtown. Even now, Pope says Baptist can be seen on old campus signage and more often heard as patients reference the hospital that opened 100 years ago this week. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.